given that the so-called world's second largest army lacks any humanity, does not comply with international conventions, and all Kremlin politicians and propagandists are pathological liars, the enemy can make difficult decisions. A corresponding statement was made by Brigadier General Alexei Hromov, deputy chief of the main operational department of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, during an online briefing by representatives of the Security and Defense Forces of Ukraine. During the retreat, the enemy is most likely to carry out a series of terrorist attacks and blow residential areas up, apart from conducting mass evacuation, to turn the temporarily occupied territories into scorched earth, having the task to cause critical damage to the infrastructure of the territories returned by Ukraine, Hromov emphasized. He added that given Russia's latest fake news about a dirty bomb, the occupiers might organize explosions at the ZNPP to finally disable it and provoke a local man-made disaster, blaming Ukraine for this. Even the predicted consequences of the disaster at the ZNPP were foreseen by the Russians, taking into account the wind blowing toward the west. Natalia Toleb,